Welcome to Rain It In. I'm Rachel.
I'm Matt. Oh, hey, this is me.
Yep.
So you can tell we aren't very good at this. It's been almost 6 months. Actually, it's been, almost 6 months to the day since we recorded an episode.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We wanted to thank our continued listeners. Somehow, even though we haven't done jack shit this year, well, we've done plenty.
We've done plenty. We just haven't done a lot of podcasting.
Yeah. Our listenership has been going pretty okay steady, considering all.
Yeah. So we appreciate you.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for that.
Imagine Linda from Bob's Burgers singing the thank you for thanking me. Thank you for loving me. The whole world's thanking. Kill the turkey. Just imagine that song. And if you don't know that song, I'm not going to sing the whole thing, but go Google it.
And then watch the episode.
Because it is a very good episode. It's the one where Mr. Fish Odor hires Bob to try to get his ex-girlfriend back.
That's a pretty good thing, because this is going to be a mini episode. We're just going to do a quick little bit of catch up. We're going to talk a little bit about where we are right now, which is
Kansas City International Airport. Thanksgiving.
Right. Of course. I mean, someone might be listening to this not understanding why you're referencing Bob's Burgers.
Exactly. Thanksgiving episodes, yeah. So, no, we're just leaving home from Thanksgiving. So, thanks again, listeners.
All right. We'll be right back. So, right, it's been a bit since we did this. We've kind of lost some of our habits and lost some of our, familiarity with doing this.
Some of our love of life.
Well, hopefully not too much of that. But it's been a long year, which we've had some challenges. We've had I think we talked about this on a past one, some deaths in the family and some work challenges, but kind of, fighting through them for sure.
Yeah.
But we've just been out of the habit of doing this. We had to look up what episode this was.
Yeah, because, like Matt said, it has been 6 months. And I will say, almost 2 months ago, we made a plan for where we were going. And then it took us 2 months to get back around to doing it. But we're committed to, I think this time, actually recording a couple in a row. So we will be able to release things on a slightly more regular basis.
I think we were going to talk about Thanksgiving first, but I think we already switched and we're talking about format change.
That's true. We did.
So to entice you back for next time.
Yeah. So we're going to start with a story from now on. And we'll be swapping back and forth. So you'll get little weird snippets of you get weird snippets of our life. That's what this podcast is.
Yeah.
Here, welcome to weird snippets
of our life. Like, I don't know why, but we get people reaching out to us periodically just saying how much they appreciate it and they enjoy the conversational aspect of it, so to those of you who have reached out to us with that, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Kill
the
turkey,
right. And then, but we've also got some big trips coming up. Again, like the beginning of this year when we were in Sweden and then the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. This Christmas, we're going to be doing in Prague and Budapest.
Mm-hmm.
Budapest.
Family travel again. So we're going with my mom, which I think we probably mentioned in the Sweden episodes.
Could be. Oh, yeah, that she was with us then.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that. So we'll have a couple episodes, one from each city for sure.
Yeah.
And then our plan is to go back to Japan in the summer. So hopefully we'll be able to put out a good set of episodes about a different route through Japan.
Right. Yeah, that's the big one that we're kind of starting to plan for. The last time we went from Tokyo up kind of northwest along the Sea of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the South Korean Sea or something? It's got two names depending on where you are in the world.
Oh.
And then, but along the Sea of Japan and then up the western coast and then up into Hokkaido. This time we're going to go down through Osaka, Kyoto, Kobe area for a bit, and then do the art islands.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about that, and maybe we'll even have another episode just kind of talking about planning.
Yeah.
Because I think planning is something that gets intimidating for people.
Us included.
I mean, planning for Europe has been intimidating. I just finally bought tickets for some theater stuff yesterday, a thing that I've been meaning to do for 6 months.
Yeah.
So.
But, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So the new format, though, we're going to do a couple changes. Like Rachel said, we're going to start with a story.
Uh-huh.
We're stealing that a little bit from some of the other podcasts we listen to that we enjoy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give a shout out to random
number generator horror podcast number 9.
Yeah.
Number is in there twice, I'm pretty sure.
It is.
Which is a great podcast about horror movies for people who don't like horror movies necessarily. Yeah.
Shout out and thank you to Jeffrey and Cecil, who mm-hmm. I am certain are not listening to this episode.
No, but, you know, every little bit helps, so go listen to Welcome to Night Vale.
Right.
And podcast network
random
items.
Horror podcast generator number 9 mm-hmm. or whatever it is. Fun podcast, even if you're not super into horror but are maybe interested in getting into horror. But Jeffrey always starts with a story, mm-hmm. and it's kind of nice. So we're going to do that. We need to also follow your friend Charlie from the awesome Super Context that is no longer
librarian at George Institute of Technology, who has a podcast on Lost in the Stacks is his
current
podcast.
Oh, it's a new one. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Which is about modern libraries.
So so some shout-outs there. We're trying to, like, just amp it up a little. Not amp it up. Kind of just update it a little bit. We're also going to change the number formatting. Most people will probably look at our number formatting and think, what the F are they doing? But we've got...
Maybe.
We've been doing
they even look.
S number, E number, and that's going to be season and then episode. But that's really arbitrary. Nobody cares
decided,
what season it is.
You know... It's just too much of a bummer to be like, oh, we only did 4 this season.
Yeah. Right. We'll do them when we do them.
We'll do them when we do them. But we are going to definitely shoot for more regularity.
Yeah, we'll see. So actually, after this episode, we're going to take a little bit of a break maybe, but we're going to record a second one while we're sitting here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to release this one hopefully today, and then we'll have another one. We'll release it in a couple weeks, and we'll work toward doing a third. We've already got notes on that one.
Yeah, we do. So we're professionals.
Although within that time, it's going to be a month. We'll be in Sweden, so we're going to be doing that.
We will not
or
be
not
in
Sweden.
Sweden.
No,
we'll definitely not be in Sweden. We'll be unless our plane goes like way awry.
Yeah,
no, we'll be in Prague.
Yeah,
because we take off for that trip in 25 days, which is bonkers.
Bonkers. Yep, for sure.
But beyond that, so yeah, just a little bit of like sort of format change based on kind of how we're feeling now and. Hopefully a little bit more consistency. That's what we're aiming for.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. And then let us know. But I still like the idea of being able to do a little bit of travelogue while we're someplace, giving, not quite in the moment, but in the time period, reactions to those things.
Yeah, I think that's important. Especially, but we can't obviously do that all the time because we do not travel 365 days a year.
No.
Thankfully. That would
Although
be stressful.
We've had a number of trips that we haven't gotten to. So one of the things we'll probably be talking about next is Philadelphia. Mm-hmm.
And then Chicago.
We might talk about Chicago at some point. We'll see if we get both of these out sometime before the end of the year. Well, I don't think we're going to do too often. Because, I mean, if we do another one, we do Philly, right? We're going to record, we're going to drop that, like, before Christmas or something like that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. But as we mentioned, we're currently in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. In a fancy new airport. Well... Fancy in a new airport terminal. I'm enjoying it.
It is fancy. I mean, comparatively, like if any of you had flown into or out of, it's actually MCI, right? But like mm-hmm. Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City International Airport.
International Airport. The old airport was built in a day when security checks did not exist, when you could just get out of your car and walk right up to your gate, hop on your plane.
Yeah.
So it did not function well. For modern airport travel, modern airplane travel.
I think it's a cool bit of architecture, too. It's
these
funky, like, half circles.
Mm-hmm.
A group of half circles, like a clover or something.
Yeah, I mean, it is cool looking. Probably if you could... Well, maybe we'll find a picture and put it in the Instagram. In the gram. like the kids say.
I don't think they say the gram. I think they talk about TikTok. Or whatever the next thing is.
I still have a lot of students. Maybe Insta. Insta is also popular. Probably more popular than the gram. I don't know because I barely use Instagram. Matt is our
You're not a
Instagrammer. Anyway, we'll try to put a picture. So it was a fun historical airport, but mm-hmm. it was not super good for amenities, right? So
mm-hmm.
you'd go in, you'd go through security for one of two gates. Generally, there would be a bathroom that had about 3 stalls, which was never enough.
Yeah.
There would be a little place where you could buy some snacks. And then there, if you were lucky, there would maybe be a restaurant upstairs.
That might be. I think we did talk about this in the past one. Like, because last time we were here, we went to the, what the hell is the name of the art museum here? Top Notch.
It is. I don't know. I just thought it was the Kansas City. Oh, was it?
Yeah. But either way, when we were coming back from that, I think we mentioned this in the podcast, there were a bunch of
neo-Nazi weightlifters, which is weird. I mean, not weird that neo-Nazis lift weights, of course, but that they had matching t-shirts, whatever.
So it was rough. That wasn't our interpretation either. It was very clear from their tattoos and their everything. Yes. Yeah. A little intimidating.
That was the only restaurant, right? And the only place to get food before we flew. And so we ended up in this restaurant full of Nazis, and that was not my favorite thing. So anyway.
And everything closed early, and everybody was sitting on top of each other.
It was
the new airport.
Not great. The new airport, not as interesting architecturally, but very functional so far. Security lines here were actually less long than when the security was only for two gates.
Yeah, it's true. That's funny.
Like, there were two people in front of us, and we're flying the Sunday after Thanksgiving, a traditionally very crowded travel day.
Yeah. Now, we were in TSA. Maybe that was a little lighter than the other one. The other one didn't look bad either, though.
But still, two people. And there are a lot of restaurants, and there is finally a Sky Club.
Yeah. So we're hanging out in the lounge.
We are.
Eating a little snacks.
Yep.
Having a little glass of wine.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
I don't know what else. I mean, I just wanted to kind of talk about the updated airports, because we've been thinking about that a lot. Kansas was always kind of a pain to fly in and out of, just because the airport was so such a drag.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to change it up.
Yeah.
Because this is how we do it.
Yeah.
I might have rated Kansas City Airport as my least favorite airport to fly out of. It was awesome flying into. It was so simple.
Yeah, that's true.
But flying out of it was just, for two people who fly a fair amount, I don't know if I'd even call us nervous travelers anymore, but Rachel definitely likes to get to the airport early enough that we don't need to worry about it. I enjoy that as well, which is why lounges are kind of nice, because if you get there too early, I'm not sitting in a germ fest.
And it's also, like, what I like about a lounge is that it's always less chaotic, right? There's not constant announcements.
Yeah.
There's not TVs blaring.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, like, there's...
Yeah.
Like, you can maybe hear the sort of...
A little bit of music in the background, but not much.
Background EDM, but, like... But, yeah, it's...
Rachel's distracted because people just came into our area, but we're just going to keep
it's
going.
It's super chill. Which is... It reduces my stress considerably to not just constantly...
But it was hard to just be... So much noise, not enough stuff. So flying out of MCI, Kansas City International Airport, was probably my least favorite. But would you put anybody else in your least favorite airports? And what's your favorite airport, if not? Or both?
I mean, I'm so comfortable in Atlanta at this point, which is, so it's basically my favorite. Like, it's super easy to... It's super comfortable for me to move through, just because I've been there so much. It is very crowded, like, no doubt, but I feel like I have a system down, and so I'm okay with all of that.
Which is funny, because I know a fair number of people who hate Atlanta because it's so big.
And I mean, it is huge, and it is very crowded, and so lounges definitely make a big difference there for me, more so probably than they do here, because there aren't that many flights coming in and out of here right now.
Right. We also had Charles de Gaulle, which is, to me, the most...
circuitous
route
that we ever took through an airport.
I'm going to use another stupid word, not stupid word, but dichotomous or something. Because when we flew to Sweden, it felt like we were in a train station.
Yeah.
And then, but we flew out of Charles de Gaulle like 20 years ago.
It was on the way back from Prague.
Oh, right. Yeah. So convenient timing, or timely, I should say. But we were in a newer wing there that was like this giant arching glass, and it was.
Last time, I didn't buy any macarons. And this time, because I'm flying back through Charles de Gaulle from Budapest, and I'm definitely buying some of those suckers. Yeah. And I will bring them home.
Sounds good.
We're not flying together, so I will bring them home and share them. You guys can pick up something German in Frankfurt.
I know. All right.
Like an Oompa.
So we're not even going to give you a transition music this time. We're just making this a shorter episode.
Yeah, it is.
So, anything else you want to add to it?
No. Thanks for listening, and
stick
around. Well, not right this second, but stick around soon for an episode on Philadelphia.
Yeah, what's the crap they say? Like, subscribe. I don't know.
Oh, right.
If you're listening to this, you're probably subscribed.
That's true. If you just found us, though, most episodes are not as self-referential as this one. So
yeah. We'll have some other stuff about cities and places we go, art museums and other nerding out. That's the other thing we need to get back to. Charlie would scold us. I don't know if he would scold us, but you're supposed to give your
thing. Right.
So
yeah.
What is this podcast?
Welcome, didn't do the rules.
Matt and Rachel.
Yeah. Podcast about travel for two married nerds or something.
Yeah. We'll have to even figure out. Maybe we need a new...
What's our tagline?
We need a new... the rules. So, all right. Well, thanks again for listening. Come on back later on. If not, have a great holiday and a great whatever's going on.
Great rest of your life.
Yep. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Rein It In, Matt and Rachel. You can check us out on Instagram at reinitin_podcast or Facebook at reinitinpodcast. We encourage you to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast app, or you can listen direct at anchor.fm/reinitin. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.